to Wales and hockey tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. To Wales and hockey tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sendryuski, and everywhere in between.
Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I'm so excited to have on a 43-year-old from Sheffield, England. His hockey journey has taken him to England for sure. I would assume Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. He returns to the shed a legend after episode 104 with Baz and my creepy stalker neighbor has scored 1,045 goals, plays, or listens. Nobody's nobody, folks. He has been running amok of bringing fun to Sheffield and hockey. He brought microwavable cheeseburgers to Mosey and Kit Kats. His Steelers do have a big game on the horizon that should be fun. He has started his own hockey league, going one-on-one with Steeler Dan in fiercely contested paper-rock-scissor matches. And after a solid run of form, dropped the last match and a Turkish delight to the mascot I once beat the wheels off of, and he will need to perform better at the Challenge Cup final. Welcome back to the shed, Pete Banton or Barry Baguette.
Thank you, man. What an intro.
Yeah, well, I do my best every time, right?
Well, not too bad. Not bad.
Well, I get into how we know each other. Can you believe that myself having three fans on could be listened to over 1,000 times?
That's mad. I never thought we'd get anything like that.
You know, you should see the names you're ahead of, you three guys. Yeah. I think you're
still want to be Finzy.
You'd be in the top 20 to 30. Yeah. That's pretty wild out of how many I've done.
I mean, that's mad. Just a couple of three idiot hockey fans from the UK.
Maybe when people found out I had a creepy stalker neighbor, they were worried about me and listened in, hey?
Maybe that's the one.
It's weird, though, doing this, because you get to know so many people, and you want to, once you connect, you want to, like, stay in touch, and it's like, now there's so many dudes, I feel bad for the guys I usually talk to, and now I don't have time to talk to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, what episode's this now? 300 and what?
70.
Wow.
We put a few half episodes out there, too, so I think it's more than that, actually.
Yeah, because it was like, over two years ago, I think, when we did the fans one.
Is it that long ago, man? Time flies when you're having fun, you know?
Yeah, mad, yeah.
I can't believe I've been doing that long. So that was a long time ago, and those guys are still dandies. And other ways we know each other is, Sarah Kearse, right? You guys are buddies, and she came to the shed with Mosey.
Yep, she did.
She declined her invitation today, though, eh?
I know. What a letdown.
Scared of the shed. Scared of me.
Yeah. I love words.
Would have been fun. But it's still going to be fun, right? Thanks for stepping up, eh?
Yeah.
Takes everyone to win. So other ways we know each other, though, is I guess when I was starting all this fun, it takes everyone, I always say, but it took you and Sarah supporting the shed and doing fun things to get things going in Sheffield. And she made a Shed Boost flag. I saw the picture with you, Mac, and Mosey, and a Shed Boost flag. That was fun stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at some of the GB warm-up games, I think it were, friendly games. Yeah, had a few drinks with him in the gate in the pub afterwards and stuff like that. Yeah, good
Yeah.
laugh.
For her to make that flag. So I saw she has a Challenge Cup Final 2.0
Yeah.
Shed Boost flag.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. You know what my dream is to get a picture with the Shed guys on that squad and the Shed Boost flag after they win.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, make that play for me.
I'll see what I can do.
So just thinking out loud, okay, because I like to think out loud, is you remember when we had Kit Kat get that for Mosey and Fun was banned?
Yeah.
So I heard, rumor has it, that this is ran by the league. This is not a Steelers event, and the Steelers have not, they don't know what I'm doing in my shed. They're not paying attention. And if they don't say anything, we're going rogue, and we want chocolate thrown for the fellas, which Tansy was Toblerones, the sauce
Yep.
was Ferrero Rocher's, and Champ was Dairy Milk, right? And Dowdy
Yeah.
liked
Yeah.
caramel something. Dowdy's a shed guy too, which I need to talk to now that he's coming back for 2 years. But
Yeah.
anyways, apparently everybody's been giving them chocolate since they came to the shed. Not throwing it on the ice, they're being nice and polite and handing it to them or whatever. And Tansy says he can't believe how much chocolate he has. He put out there, he says, I have so much chocolate for years now, and we haven't even got to the Challenge Cup final. So he said to throw at anything weird or fun. Do you imagine how fun that can be?
The Sheffield fans can get behind something. So yeah, I think we might have done it after the Manchester game last week, but we didn't win, so
No,
you don't get it.
you got to earn it, right?
So yeah. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Double header against Belfast this weekend. So who knows? Who
Well,
knows what
and
I'll end up on the
so,
ice?
but then there is the Challenge Cup final, which is what I was always
Yeah.
aiming for, right?
Yeah. Well, we can go for that.
but I did see some of the things that might be thrown out. That'd be pretty neat, though, in the Challenge Cup final if, like, Sarah threw the Shed Boost flag to Tansy and then they like got their photo with the flag, right? That'd be cool. But you guys
That would
should
be
be in the
cool.
photo too.
Yeah, we'll hang around after the game, see if we can get everyone together.
Please do. That'd be fun. Winning's fun,
Yeah.
right?
Winning is fun.
That game's
And
gonna
we've been
get
doing a
pretty
lot of it.
intense, isn't it?
You are, sorry?
That game's gonna get pretty intense. The Challenge Cup final, the one game showdown for a trophy.
Yeah, that's it. Guildford have been a bit hit and miss this season. And they've been getting strangely physical last few weeks. I think everyone across the league's been noticing. But yeah, no, one-off game. Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Well, the one game to see who wins a trophy, everybody's going to be bringing their A game.
Yeah. Well, you've been there, done that, man.
Yeah, were you there that night?
I wasn't actually, no, unfortunately, but well, maybe not unfortunately, given the result.
Yeah, it was a fun night. Really fun night. I think the Steelers fans should get behind throwing weird and fun things on the ice. I mean, I saw that after Tansy came on, someone gave him a little Tansy Lego guy and made a Lego guy Tansy. That's cool. So, people, let's get creative. Who knows what you want to make, right? Because it will be a memory for life if you get some cool stuff. Because I still remember the day someone threw a Welsh spoon on to me when my daughter was born.
Is that a thing? I didn't know a Welsh spoon was a.
Welsh spoon's a thing. It like had her name and birthday on it and everything, and it was handcrafted.
Nice,
It's
nice.
the little things in life that mean the most, you know?
That's the
Yeah,
one.
Welsh spoon. Never forget the guy throwing us that, right? So you
Yeah.
threw Steeler Dan a Turkish delight, eh?
Yeah, well, he won. He earned
You
it. So.
earned it. So what'd you lose with? You going scissors?
I think I did go scissors. Yeah, I
Yeah,
can't
they're
remember
quick,
actually.
man. Once you, yeah, tough
Yeah,
play.
it gets in my head some weeks. So yeah, it's all in the eyes, and he's not got any, so it's difficult to read.
Yeah, I understand. So how did that start?
I mean, me and Dan have kind of done stupid little things for years. Like it kind of the the bromance maybe started. I think it was 2018 playoff weekend in Nottingham. And I was just having some photos took with like the other mascots, and the dragon from Coventry, Scorch, I think it's called, he stole the baguette and just like launched him down the concourse.
Oh dear.
And then Dan was there, and Dan kind of like beat Scorch up a little bit, and then the bromance was formed.
He had your back.
For a couple of years. Yeah, eventually. But yeah, over the last couple, 3 years or whatever, like we've always kind of done a little bit of something. It started just with just having a moment and just doing like our own high five as it was coming around. And then it became last season, we started doing little things like it pretended it was like pitching a baseball at me and I'd like swing and hit it and we'd do stupid things like that. And then it's just become the world's longest rock, paper, scissors tournament this season.
How fun is that?
Yeah, it's cool. And like, oh, so obviously there's a lot of season ticket holders, like sick Nero's and everything. So like the same people are always there, like week in, week out. And, you know, they've all started.
But you're becoming a thing, man. You're becoming one of the staples of the game is that paper, rock, scissor. There'll be kids around the arena going, do you think Steeler Dan's finally going to win this time?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people come up to me after the game and they're like, oh, you need to start with like a rock or whatever sort of thing. And it's just like, I'm just having a laugh. I don't care if I win or lose, but you know.
Pardon me. You don't care if you win or lose.
Well,
be better,
fun is
baguette.
Fun, but winning is fun. So,
winning is way more fun.
Yeah. But people have started like chanting. So get like the Barry chants going as like we start playing and everything. It's become a bit of a weird thing, but it's cool.
It is really cool. It's really hockey. And when I see you wearing my Two Ales and Hockey Tails hat while you're doing it, and everybody in the arena is looking at you guys play paper, rock, scissor, I'm like, haha.
Yeah, like I didn't even know that they put it up on the big screen because I'm in the game.
You're in it. No, I know. When you're in the game, you don't know when people are taking pictures or videos of you, right? You're just playing the game.
Yeah. And then next minute it's on Twitter and I'm shit. No, didn't even know. But
so I got to ask a Steelers fan this, and, you know, I do apologize. Did you giggle when Critchlow was putting it in the empty net with a Two L's and Hockey Tails logo on his jersey? Did you giggle when you saw it?
I mean, I don't know if giggle is the word. I giggle every time I see it. I maybe wasn't giggling right. I wasn't giggling right at that moment, but
I giggle every time. And if, you know, you guys help start the term Shed Boost when you got the flag made, Sarah did, and Shed Boost was a thing then. And I tell you, that Critchlow sure having a season.
Yeah.
Shed Boost.
Mad. I've got it on my jersey here from Tansy. There you go.
Well, and Shed Guys know Shed Guys, and he's also having a season, isn't he?
Yeah, like it's just bought into everything. Like
everything
the fans
about being
absolutely
a Steeler.
Yeah. Fans just absolutely adore him, and you know it helps that he's not bad out on the ice as well. He can lay a hit, he can play, he can skate. Is a beauty.
And he'll fight.
Yep. He's dropped him a few times. Yeah.
Pretty well the full package, you could say.
Well, yeah, you know. For a ginger guy, he's not doing bad.
Yeah. Someone told me that, I think it's Simsy or someone said in an interview that he's being discussed already as one of the best Steeler defensemen ever. This is his first season, folks.
Yeah, it's maybe quite Shed a claim after 1 year, but maybe if he sticks around a few years, but maybe the Shed Boost the thing, maybe it's going to get him up there.
Well, if folks want him to stay, they should show their appreciation by doing what he asked and throwing weird and fun things to him after he wins, right?
That's it, yep. Get him signed.
And I'm totally fully involved with this he's got enough chocolate thing, because I got my chocolate thing in Manchester going on, right? And for some reason, the Kit Kats haven't gone to Cardiff with Mosey as much as I'd like. I'm not sure what's going on there, you know?
No, interesting.
I just want people to buy in, you know? Which actually, now that I'm thinking of the Devils too, is we are having a raffle for a Josh Batch signed jersey at aleshockeytales.com. It is from the 1920 season, also known as when Wally came back for night two. But that jersey is signed by Batchy, ultimate shed guy that had me back for his testimonial. So please help support fun and buy a ticket. Whether you're a Devils fan, a Storm fan, a Steelers fan, help brother out. You know? I got a bill to pay.
Yeah. I was going to ask how much it is, but no, I don't think I want to know.
Well, look at how many logos are on guys' jerseys. And but, you know, yeah, with what Critch is doing this year, it's like, well, the bill was this much this year. It's like, well, after he runs this big of a muck with GB and the Storm, it's like, well, what's the price next year?
Yeah. Well, gonna have to get some more apples
money
going
if he plays like this, right?
Yeah.
Same with Tansy, folks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You need to get your logo on his jersey next season if he's here.
Wouldn't that be something? He gets a big fan base.
Yeah, yeah. There's one or two of us. Yeah, I think we're averaging over 7,000 this season now, or around 7,000
folks watching you play paper, rock, scissor. Isn't that hockey?
Yep, it's a thing, yeah.
So who has won the most, you or Steeler Dan?
I don't know, to be honest. Well, like, because I didn't realize that the game was gonna run this long. So we're keeping tabs at first, but it's literally gone all season now, so I'm not sure, but we're probably pretty much 50-50, I imagine.
And when they were talking about the fellows getting chocolate, and those three guys have been getting chocolate since coming to the shed, and a fan wrote to the Steelers saying, can we know what everybody wants? Because it's true in hockey, everybody should get fun stuff, right? And if folks, if you have a favorite player on the team that's not Tansy, throw him a weird and fun thing. Just put his name on it so everybody knows who's for what. And well, fun is fun, and winning's fun, and winning a Challenge Cup sure is fun, you know? Things can get away from you those nights.
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. We'll see on Wednesday. I can't wait.
Yeah, that man, playing big games is fun. So I can't wait too, man. For your game, that's cool. But like, I have my own games now, and it is confirmed we're playing Walkerton in the final series here. We got two more round robin games, but it's already known which two teams are moving on, and we're going to play a best of three to see who goes to all Ontario, and they're good and we're good, and holy moly, she's going to be hockey, and I'm pumped.
Yeah. Have you got the mums and dads to throw any chocolate on yet? No. Has it happened yet? Or are you saving it?
Not a chocolate bar. No.
No.
So we've gone this far without it. I think it now comes to, well, if you're going to do it, if we book our ticket to all Ontario, better make it rain, you know, or else my boys aren't going to think my words meant worth anything, right?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, but I think my boys are ready, and I can't wait. I'm so jacked up. I got issues, eh? I can't believe you don't care if you win or lose against Steeler Dan. So should I tell my story with Steeler Dan and how I beat the wheels off of him, or do you know the story?
I think I've heard you say it before, but let's have a listen.
Okay, well, as the season, I'm injured and my career is over, and I no longer give a shit what anybody thinks about me. I just want to help the boys win and play hockey as hard as I can, even though I don't play hockey. So I took the fan bus up to Sheffield, biggest game of the year. I think they were in first and we were in second or something at the time. I take the fan bus up there and hide in the shower of the locker room during warm-up. He sneaks me in. I am naked, dressed as Thor. I have a cape, a blonde wig, and the Thor hammer that Piglet had given my son for his third birthday that would thunder and lightning. And Deese, Lordo does a speech. Deese comes in dressed as Steeler Dan. Like, we were full props. We were into this. We were doing the best we could every time. Deese comes in like Steeler Dan, and everybody, because I wouldn't come on the road, so nobody knows I'm there. He comes in acting like Steeler Dan, and the boys are like, what is this? Like, why is Deese dressed as Steeler Dan? And then I came out hot out of the shower as Thor, raised the hammer, and then just smashed Deese to the ground. And he says he still has a scar, but I wanted to let the boys know this was real and we had to beat the Steelers. And we did.
Well, there you go.
Right? That was my only time getting in a confrontation with Steeler Dan. But the real one looks like a fun guy.
Yeah, it's cool. He's got some moves as well. I don't want to get in a dance off with him. Not a chance.
I would do that all day long. Bring the noise. fun stuff. So, who is your favorite player this year? Is it the Tans man? He might get pissed off if you say something else. Jeepers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I picked his jersey
From everybody else.
Before the season had already started. Yeah, I was on the Tansy train before anyone was, yeah.
It's because you knew he was a shed guy.
Yeah. Tansy's got, like, our D is phenomenal. Like, for the amount of goals and stuff that we score, our D is ridiculous this year. So, like, with Tans, obviously, Sauce. There's a guy called Brian Diffley, who is just the most immaculate D-man I've seen for a long, long time. Like, it is just so cool and calm, and just I don't think I've barely seen
when
him.
You said immaculate. I wasn't picturing a rough and tumble guy. I was picturing just a smooth operator.
Yeah, no, it skates. It can play. It's got a great flow.
That's important.
Yeah. So RD, and then there's a guy, Dom Cormier, who came in just a couple of weeks into the season, after all the shit. So he came in, and he's a bit of an undersized guy, but he can play. He loves a celly when he scores as well. He has got some cellies in his locker. So.
Well, and like I don't want to take any credit for guys going out and running amok, but do you not find it neat that Ciampini comes on and scores like 12 points in four games or something silly, and then Sauce came on and had a 5-point game right after, and then Tansy comes on and wears the C like the next game and scores goals? Isn't that weird?
Well, the shed boost the thing.
Isn't it? You started that, just like the paper rock says. you're a trailblazer. I think it's neat, and those guys should keep running amok. And, you know, in my whole life ever in the world, would I have ever thought I would say, I hope the Sheffield Steelers win. I hope you guys win the Challenge Cup. I don't know anybody on Guildford. I don't give a shit about them. I've never even played in their rink, never been there. I've been to Sheffield. I know a bunch of your dudes, and I know they're good dudes, and we were in different jerseys back in the day, and I am still a Devil through and through. The Shed was just a free agent and went to the Manchester Storm, who was supporting me, but I want you guys to win, and that's weird for me to say. Really weird.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. I don't know any Guildford fans. Like, you barely see them on Twitter or Facebook or any fans groups or anything.
They're not even involved.
Yeah, yeah. No, there is no fun down in Guildford at all. It's just...
I heard it's a brutal barn, too.
Yeah, weird little place down south, attached to a swimming pool. No idea. But
That's like a minor hockey rink.
but Ben O'Connor plays there, so, you know, one guy down.
I do, yeah. I remember when he came to the Shed, I got up at like 5 or something in the morning to talk to him because they had a road game the night before. And then he was the one that slept in. It was like 11 a.m. there, and it was 5 a.m. my time. And I was just sitting here in the Shed going, so is this guy going to get up, or like, am I doing this? What's happening?
It's not Sheffield's most famous, welcome back son, should we say.
Not like nowadays, Robert Dowd, who's back for 2 more years, eh?
Oh, yes. What a guy.
The full package.
He is.
Sounds like you guys got a lot of guys that are full package, because not just so I don't move on too quick, is the Saucerman, that guy seems like the type of guy that stirs the drink for a team too, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
no,
I don't, I've never seen him play. I'm not even talking about playing. I'm talking about the person he is. He seems like a stand-up dude that's going to have anybody's back, muck it up as hard as anybody, and do whatever it takes for the team.
Yep, no, that exactly that. And again,
I don't need to watch people play hockey. I just need to talk to them.
Yep, bit of an undersized dude again, but yeah, he's dropped him a couple of times if he's needed to, and yep, he'll muck it up, rough it up as much as he needs to.
Yeah, and you need guys like that. But then, so Robert Dowd is back for two more years, eh? That's good stuff.
Yeah. Very good stuff, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, with Jono stepping down, you know, I think everyone presumed it were going to be Dowdy who stepped in and got the seat. But yeah, is yeah, properly leads from the front. Like there is no one else who could have wore that C this season and done such a good job. It's just, yeah.
And he's had a lot to deal with as a captain. And I, you know, we talked about all the stuff, but not really. But
yeah,
when your first game back, I only see things on my device, but I saw him do a hot lap and tap the glass to all the fans. And just the way he skated around, and you saw the passion in his face, and you saw the look in his eye, and you're like, that dude's a leader.
Yeah, no, yeah. Obviously, that first game back was horrible. Like, so emotional, so exhausting and everything. But yeah, like, you know, is not just a leader with the guys on the team. Like, you know, it was looking out for 6, 7, 8,000 people or however many people were there that night as well, sort of thing. And yeah, what a guy.
It's a lot of people take on to be a minor pro hockey player, you know. Anywho, let's see here, what else do I got? What are you gonna throw fun on the ice or weird? Are you gonna tell us that? Have you decided?
Yeah, I mean,
are you not going to participate? You better participate. Boys are counting on you. Tansy's counting on you.
Yeah, no. Of course I'll be there. I don't know. Yeah, you know, obviously the boys want some chocolate, but yeah, we'll find something cool for Tans as well. Not sure exactly what yet.
So chocolate for the boys and something weird and fun for Tansy, right?
Yeah.
But then if any fans are out there listening to us and they want to just throw something weird or fun for their favorite player, we're not holding anybody back here in the shed, right?
No.
Anybody wants to blame anybody, you guys can banish me from the Sheffield Arena forever. I've already won my championship there. And lost one.
Yeah, as long as people aren't pitching it from the concourse or the top tier.
That's right. You got to be safe, folks. It's a gentle lob.
Yeah.
Wait. They're going to be out there celebrating for a while. Get right down to the glass. Gentle lob, right?
Yep. Kit Kat get that. Because we sit on the front row. The amount that hit the plexi and then bounced back and hit us in the face was the...
Is that, you know, really? Really?
Yeah.
Does anybody know how much fun I'm having in my shed? Like, that this is real, that all this fun stuff has happened. Like, it doesn't make any sense, really.
It must be pretty surreal for you.
It is, because I just live my normal life and then I see this funny stuff happening on my device. And Kit Kat, get that, was outrageous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I can see why it got banned, folks. We just got to play better, right? So people don't get so mad this time, right?
That's the one.
Yeah, can't make mistakes, folks. You can't be throwing it from the top and turning it over, right? Hitting the glass, hitting babies and people in the face. You got to get down there and make sure you shoot your shot right. You know?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. And if I am doing anything wrong, folks, just let me know and I'll stop. But I plan on having fun because fun is fun and so is winning, right?
That's it. I'll have a word with Simsy. I'll tell him it was all your fault.
Yeah. Okay. Before I decide... What if you had a hockey tale to tell someone? What's your go-to hockey tale? It's a new question in the shed I've been thinking about asking people. Because you know how people have their hockey stories and they repeat them to everybody, and you're like, man, I've heard you say this one before. Like, come on, get something new. What's your go-to?
I don't know. I guess it'd just be just messing about with Steeler Dan, really, because, you know.
The bromance.
Yeah. You
means
know,
a lot to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, there's thousands of people in there. There's kids, there's babies, and then there's just.
And he picked you.
And then there's just a grown man with a beard playing rock, paper, scissors with a mascot, right?
And you're wearing a two L's and Hockey Tails hat. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, every time, yeah.
Every small time. World it is, isn't it? That Steeler Dan picks you at everybody, and you were a shed guy 2 years ago. It's like these teams are toying with me, trying to get me on their team, you know? Manchester knew how to play me. Seriously, you put my stuff up on the big screen and you support me and share stuff. And like, and then like some of the tweets when it first started, when someone asked why the chocolate was getting thrown on the ice, said that I still remember the tweet. They said, maybe I could shed some light on it.
Oh.
Because it came from the shed.
Yeah.
That's hockey, though. And then they tricked me into being on their team. And now I'm a sponsor. And now all the Devils fans are mad at me. And I don't know what to do because I am a Devil. And I'm sorry, but they wouldn't let me have a pop-up stand. So I went to Manchester. And now I'm a confused little boy, right?
Well, just think what the Devil fan will say if you did come on Tanzi's jersey next season. Oh,
no. They wouldn't. You know what? Like you guys now. And you know, it was going back to Matthew Meyer's testimonial too, that it was pretty new, the podcast at that point. But when I got there and he had a Team GB, a Nottingham Panthers team, and two Devils teams, and I didn't know all those guys, and I had had some hard feelings to Mr. Dowd and Mr. Phillips after they had beat us by like 2 points both years I'm in Cardiff, I was sour for years. And then you get there and all the shed guys know shed guys, and you have fun playing hockey, but then you go hit the town together and you're like, man, these guys are just like us. They just wear different jerseys.
Yeah. I mean, obviously kind of over the years, we've got to know quite a few of the players, had quite a few drinks with quite a few of the players as well. And hockey guys are just the best guys, right?
I agree. And you know what's tough is the bad rap they're getting around Canada these days. There's a lot of good ones out there. And, you know, it only takes a couple guys making bad decisions to get us all having bad names, you know?
Yeah.
How do you feel about David Sims being the number one episode? Two times. He has the top two episodes out of the 380 I've done.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sims is you know, people love him or hate him, probably in the British ice hockey world, more people probably hate him than love him. But
he's kind of like the Don Cherry of the UK league.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, that,
do you even know who Don Cherry is?
I know the name and a little bit, but not.
Sometimes I got to know my crowd, hey?
Yeah. Okay. As much as a whatever figure he might be, I don't think anyone can really kind of deny what he's done for the game, and obviously more than anything for Sheffield, like in the UK. Like, and there's a reason he's your two most listened to pods as well, because you know everyone
tried to start a goalie fight. That was fun. That was when fun was at its peak, was when I was getting messages from GMs and whatnot saying they're not doing this, and I'm like, hey, I was just talking, man.
Mac versus Barry Bruss, that would have been a good one.
Wouldn't it have?
That should have gone down. Yeah.
I think that would have been so fun and so hockey. Goalie fights are awesome.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually seen a goalie fight in person.
Really? They're my favorites. Man. Our junior goalie did it a couple times, and like he could do it, and he was a competitive fella. Episode 50. He's a real competitive fella, and he really mucked up a couple fellas in the other goalie. Yeah. Some guys have that in them, you know? What are you gonna do? So coach is doing pretty good this year too, then, eh? Recruiting and coaching.
Yeah, we had a couple of very indifferent years last couple of seasons. I think people were questioning him a little bit, but obviously results speak for themselves this season. It's
results do speak for themselves.
Yeah, top to bottom, sort of can't fault a single player that's been on the team. Like everyone has just absolutely bought in. Played very, very responsible but still attacking hockey. Good to watch. They'll muck it up if they need to muck it up. They'll drop them if they need to drop them. And it's a team. It's not just a bunch of guys playing in the same shirt. It's a team.
So, yeah, that's what I would mention. If we were talking about people maybe criticizing their last couple of years and how they performed, was to me it seemed like a roster full of international people that maybe don't have the same backgrounds, maybe aren't going to be as tight, maybe it's harder to really gel as a team when people are from different places. I personally think that wedding this summer where Champ brings in Tansy and Saucerman and they're all boys, and then you get them around Dowdy and all the boys that know how to hockey, and all of a sudden you can have a team immediately because these guys already know each other.
Quite a contributing factor to it, definitely.
Well, and it's nice to see when those things happen, because that's how I feel of hockey, is when you're playing with your best friends, you win the most.
Yep, there you go.
And we're winning. Great recruiting, Foxy, and Champ.
Yeah. I'll have to get Carter in on the Shed Boost picture as well.
Yeah, Shed Boost. Carter is a Shed guy, and he came on, right?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite pictures, was when he picked up chocolate in Manchester after you guys lost. the fun you can have in your shed talking to people, right? But yeah, those two guys have done a fantastic job, and man, they should be proud of their team this year.
Yeah, definitely. A few weeks ago, because all the players are introduced out onto the ice and everything, and then someone just put on Twitter, like, why is no one got a chant for Foxy, or why does no one cheer for Foxy when his picture comes up on the screen?
It's not about the coaches, it's about the players.
But he deserves a bit of something. So, anytime his picture comes up on now, people are on the plex, they're giving him a bang.
Well, he's done a fantastic job, from one coach to another, right? So what I would say, though, what I was thinking about is we won the Challenge Cup in Cardiff back in the day, and we were in a heated race for the league too. It was multiple teams, all very close. However, Sheffield's season's a bit different this year. If they win the Challenge Cup, I think it should be a full send. Not that we didn't have a full send with Cardiff, but people say we shouldn't have. I think the fellas should have fun, because they do have a comfortable lead, and if they win that, you only win so many trophies in your life, and you have to floor it every time.
Yeah, no, I agree. If the guys have a couple of nights next week, if we've lifted a trophy and then we bomb next weekend,
whatever. Carry
we've
on.
Got a trophy. We've got a trophy. We've had a couple of good nights.
But it sounds like you guys got a bunch of pros that if you guys did that, they'd still show up and muck it up.
Yeah.
I know I could. Don't forget your raffle tickets at aleshockeytales.com, right?
Yeah.
You got any questions for me while I look at my notes before we get into the poster picks?
Oh, I don't know. Put me on the spot then.
Isn't it hard being the host? See?
Yeah, I don't know how Mac did it. He did a great job when Mac stepped in.
He did. He always does. And he's back, baby. Mac is back. He's playing again. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah.
Small world, when he was injured and then he comes back, To have the injury coverage or whatever. In the meantime, they signed the goalie that was the backup when I played in Sunder Juski, who I won a gold helmet with. So now his goalie partner is a guy that won a gold helmet with me. Small world.
Yeah, that's
like
nice.
57 years later. Okay, poster picks. Are you getting hitched?
Yeah, two months time, yeah.
2 months 12th, time.
12th of May. Yeah, 12th of May, yeah.
Holy moly, you nervous?
too busy sorting it all out to be nervous at the minute, I think. It's okay. Yeah, lot sort out, lot of money. Soon come around though. So we only got engaged. I mean, we've been together nearly 10 years, but we only got engaged last year when we were on holiday. So we just kind of ran it through in a year to the wedding, a year to the day from getting engaged.
And it makes sense for me to lock her down because she lets you, well, play paper, rock, scissors, steal or Dan, dress as a king to go to games. Really just act a fool, right?
Yeah, and it's weird because she shies away from anything like that. She hates having a camera on her and anything like that. She shies away from the spotlight, and I'm just like, yep, let's go.
I understand. So where did you propose? Where was that vacation? Because did you not take a photo with a Two Ales jersey or shirt on over some coast that looked beautiful that I'd never been to in my life?
Oh yeah, that was a different the one on the picture with the was it with the Legs and X t-shirt that was in Spain. That was in Spain a couple of years ago, but we were in Greece last year when we got engaged.
How'd it go? You get down on one knee and the whole deal then in Greece?
Yeah, got down on my dodgy knee as well. It's you know, we've been together all this time, but it's a scary thing when you drop down on that knee. It's you're out there, you're putting yourself out there.
You really do. You are. Yeah. And then is that the same place then where you take the selfie with your gal? Because my only comment is it looks like you have really long arms because your selfie was way further away than mine are.
That was the same holiday. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, memorable stuff. Have fun in May then, eh? How big of a shindig are you having?
Not too big, really. It's quite a little intimate one. So there'll be not even 100 people there, like, in total. Like, for the ceremony itself, there's only sort of 30, 40 people, and then about 80 probably for the evening, mucking it up.
Mucking it up. Should be a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was. Next poster pick is you got Fitzy on your poster, eh?
Oh yeah. That's where the whole baguette thing kind of started from.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's a long story, but I started taking an actual bread,
a real
baguette, yeah, down the pants and everything to smuggle it in.
Down your pants.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. You've got to do what you got
to
do.
Well, it's the same with the chocolate, right? Folks, stick it wherever you got to get it in there, right? We're doing this thing. Get out of our way.
I'm banging an actual bread baguette on the plexiglass and then Fitzy, whatever season it was.
And for what reason are you banging a baguette on the glass?
Well, Sarah, who's not with us in the shed, we were just on a night out and we're talking about hockey. I don't even know how we got on the subject, but she just started laughing and saying how funny a word baguette was for some reason. I don't know what the conversation was.
I think I have heard the story now.
I think I might have told it last time. So I just decided I was going to take a baguette to the next game, as you do. Banged it on the plexi. Fitzy's skating past, and then he just like pretends to like eat it through the plexiglass.
He knows how to hockey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, just got that picture with him after the game with the remnants of the
yeah,
of the
and that's
baguette,
how it
yeah.
all starts. And now look at you now playing paper rock scissors with the big band, eh?
Yeah. All started then.
So you want your small hockey world about the Fitzy thing then? Because everything's interconnected in the Shed family. Coos, my Western Michigan mentor, when I'm a freshie and he's a senior, the guy that took me under his wing and showed me everything about hockey. His son is being coached by Fitzy right now in AAA in Toronto. And they just asked me to share the jersey that they were raffling off with all these autographs on it. And Coos asked me to share it, and in return said, "Now I'll make Fitzy come to the Shed." But I didn't hear from Fitzy, so I don't know if he's still scared of me. You know, he was scared of me on the ice and in the Shed, you know?
Yeah, he was scared of you on the ice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he's scared
yeah,
of the Shed, because he knows I had him.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Fitzy story with him and I always reverse hit guys when they come to get me in the corner. He came into the corner, and it was in the big blue tent, and I reverse hit him. Like, I tried to go at him, and it didn't work. And he, like, wrapped me up and said, "Did you just try and jack-in-the-box me?" And I kind of looked at him. I was like, "Oh, my God, is he going to beat the shit out of me for trying to do that?" And he goes, "I love it, man." And then he pushed me away. So, Coos, your kid's in good hands. He knows exactly how to hockey.
Yeah, no, Fitz is great. What a guy.
Yeah. Next poster pick, you're taking a selfie, or I think, in the crowd, and you're really happy. And looks like all the Sheffield fans are. What's that?
Oh, yeah. That was when we won the Challenge Cup in Cardiff, just before COVID. Yeah. So that was in COVID, but it was actually, the picture was from, there was a girl just going around, like, recording it for the TV or whatever it was. So I was just giving it some into the camera.
You're into it.
Yeah. So when all the highlights and everything come out, then, yeah, I was there. So got a little screen grab.
That's when they got back to Sheffield and Davey Phillips pulled the guy's pants down when he's holding the trophy, right?
That's the one, yeah.
Winning is fun, folks. Don't forget that when you play next week.
The boys definitely had some fun. That Jesus Christ, they were hammered when they got off that bus.
Would you expect?
Well, no, exactly. Yeah.
You know how hard you work to win a trophy? And it's like when it's time and you did it all together and you get to have that night together, there's nothing more magical in the world.
Yeah. They hit it that night, and they were, this car park at the arena, it absolutely stunk of booze by the time everyone had cleared out. Like, fans turned up with cans and bottles and were just spraying shit all over the place. And yeah, well,
it is fun every time.
Yeah, that was a good night. Really, really good night.
I sure hope that you guys can pull her out, and so can the Canucks. You know, and then in the playoffs, go Devils, go Storm.
Go Steelers.
Yeah. I got a lot of teams to cheer for now, because all the Shed guys and gals out there, like, it's almost trophy season. There's going to be a lot of trophies won with my Shed family here.
Yeah.
I remember last year, man, there's a lot of guys seeing winning stuff. It's like, I can't believe all these Shed guys winning stuff. It's neat to see, you know?
Yeah. You know, definitely need to get Rob back in. Give him a little Shed boost just for the run in.
Who, the Steelers?
Yeah, get Dowdy back in.
I did try. I've tried. He's into it. He's just a busy boy, you know? It's tough being the face of a franchise.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
And he's a father, right?
Yeah. His two little kids, them and his wife, they sit not too far from us. Then they always come down to the ice at the end of the game when he comes around.
Well, I plan on having Mr. Dowd back in. He's a Shed guy, and he's a beauty. Great looking chap, too, you know?
Yeah.
Just doesn't age a day, eh? He still looks the same as when I played against him. I don't even get it. I'm getting all gray everywhere, hair growing out of different places where I've never seen it before. And it's like, man. And then this guy just hair's perfect, chiseled physique, scoring goals, doing whatever, you know?
Sickening. Sickening.
Who says you can't have everything, right? Well, if Sarah would have came today, I was going to ask her this, but one of your poster picks is it her, your gal, and then is that her mom?
Yeah. So there's me. So my missus is called Sarah as well.
Okay.
And then Sarah, yeah.
So that's like your little hockey family, eh? Do they sit with you guys then?
Yeah, we all sit together, yeah. That picture was taken. We were just walking into the arena before a game a few years ago now. And then one of the newspapers or a website or something was doing an article. So they were like, oh, yeah, can we take some pictures and say a few words and blah, 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 blah about UK ice hockey. And that's what that picture was from.
Well, you guys look happy to be at the Sheffield Arena. So is that like your happy place then?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you work all week and then you let it all out on the plexiglass at the arena.
Mm-hmm. You're banging on the glass during the game?
Yeah. Yeah, we're there front room.
You get right involved, eh? Like dressing up as a king. Was that to be Matthew Waugh? Is that why you're dressed as a king?
Yeah. Again, just a stupid thing. I decided to start a one season. Well, is the king, so let's be a king.
It's interesting when guys like that become the king of a place and then aren't there anymore but are still playing hockey, you know?
Yeah,
it's like I, when our goat really ran away.
Oh, yeah, he's back now, though, isn't he? He's having a pretty decent season now.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's still playing with, like, the top line, and he's still the same player. And the interesting thing for me is I wonder how long he wants to go and play because, I mean, he's the type of guy, and I say this is how you win, is your best players can do anything, and he's the type of guy that if he did get older and slower, he still has all the intangibles to be a third, fourth line guy as long as he wants. And you'd still want him on your team for everything he brings.
Yeah, then it would have been the same with Matthew as well. Like if he were still wanted to give it, then I'm sure he would definitely get a game somewhere or another. Like,
well, there's still no one else better standing in front of a net than him.
Yeah.
Anywho, weird when you see a guy like that. Like, I think he's still playing the coast, isn't he? I'm pretty sure he's on the coast.
I'm not sure. I see him living the life on Instagram, but I'm not sure exactly what he's doing.
Like it is interesting because the Devils fans, they listen to when I have Devils on, and the Storm fans listen to when I have Storm guys on, and then the Sheffield people listen to when I have Sheffield people on. And then there's a few people that just want to hear about hockey and hear about everybody's story, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's what I do. Like, I stick a pod on when I'm driving into work. I have about a 30, 40 minute drive into work. So probably there and back, I can pretty bang out a full episode. So
how long-winded I get, right?
Yeah, well.
Actually, it's how much time I have in a day. So the next poster pick is you got the Clan mascot eating your baguette, eh?
Yeah, that'll have been that same playoff weekend when the bromance started. I would just dressed as a king. Dressed as a king, having fun, meeting all the mascots. Just
so now you're making clothes for this baguette, eh? As you can see, Mr. Baguette there in the screen. You have a Team Baguette pin on him and custom-made clothes?
Yeah, well, it's one of the little mini kits that you put in your car.
Right. That works out. You're just being creative.
One of the other fans, I'll give her a shout out. Enya, she made him a little hat as well. If you can look see that.
That was part of the poster picks. I saw that. So someone made your baguette a knitted hat.
Oh, you froze.
You're back. A knitted hat for your baguette.
Because that's a thing, apparently. But
right.
But,
I'm curious how creative these fans are going to get with this weirdest, funnest thing to throw on the ice, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Enya who did the hat. Maybe, yeah, she might. Maybe she can crochet a little tansy. Who knows? I don't know how good she is, but
Right? It would be pretty fun to see what's going to happen. And I'm curious. I think we should have a competition because I think competing is fun. And I think we should, if anybody's listening to us today, everybody come up with their most creative, fun, and weird thing for Mr. Tansy. And I think then he should be the judge at the end to say which one won. And he can tell me which thing was the most creative or fun. You know, wouldn't that be fun?
yep, sounds like a plan. Sounds like
Competing's
a
fun,
plan.
right?
Yeah. Oh, it's on now. I'm going to find something.
Right? I love when things get carried away. I don't know if you know that about
Might have noticed.
me. I think like it would be a memory for life if some weird shit got thrown on the ice, right? And then he judged which one he liked the most. Like if you throw him an octopus, I don't know if he's gonna vote that as the winner of creative, but if you knitted him something or you know, who knows what could happen.
Yeah, well, obviously the octopus has been done before, so that's no fun.
Right?
Needs to be something.
It's like the chocolate.
Yeah.
But everybody else gets chocolate, folks. They want it, right?
Yeah.
Get involved, folks. Just the Challenge Cup final. We don't want to ruffle anybody else's feathers, right? Oh man. Okay. What? Oh, I got the custom hat there. I can't ask that question. Next poster pick is you and Mr. Tansy, the talk of the hour here, I guess. But you're in your Two L's and Hockey Tails jersey. That's so cool for me that you're taking a shed guy picture with your Two L's and Hockey Tails jersey on. Thank you for the support.
Not a problem, man. Yeah, that was just pre-season. I think it was the first game, pre-season, start of the year.
And that's going to
So
make
yeah.
Mr. Tansy feel welcome, right? When he comes on a podcast while he's in Denmark and then he goes to Sheffield and there's a guy shows up with that jersey on. Like, that's
Yeah,
cool.
well, I mean, they noticed it straight away. Just came out. We're just like, hey. So,
Shit, that's awesome. God, that's hockey. Boom. So how many road trips do you go on? How many games are you attending?
well, I mean, obviously, season ticket holder at the arena, so we're there every week at the arena. We try and get to a few away games when we can. Not so much this year because weddings are expensive and trips away can be expensive. So yeah, not so much this year, but yeah, we try and get to a few every year, mostly.
What's your favorite road game?
I mean, not just saying it, but Manchester is always
Yeah,
a good time.
say it, do it. I like it.
Yeah, no, but it's cool. Like it, you know, the barn is what the barn is.
It's a barn,
It's
baby.
yeah,
It's the
it's an
chocolate
experience
storm shelter.
there. But, you know, when it gets packed out, then there is a really, really good atmosphere in there as well. It gets loud because obviously it's all just like so tight in.
And you guys bring some
Yeah, so
fans there too, don't
yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, it's only an hour and a half over the
you? You
hills for us
guys
to
would
get there.
never throw chocolate on the ice in Manchester, right? You wouldn't do that to me, would you? If Sheffield won, you wouldn't throw chocolate to your players. Yeah.
Let's say no.
Yeah, because that's my ice.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. So, if Sheffield wins the Challenge Cup, what would you do after that match? You're gonna wait around for the pick with the shed boost flag. You gonna
Oh,
muck up any food after
yeah.
that? You gonna drink alcohol? What are you gonna do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm already thinking that. Yeah, I'm sure we'll take some cans down. We'll have a drink or two in the car park after the game, I'm sure.
Right. You gotta, yeah. Right. You don't get those days every time, right? And when you're fully in with these Steelers, if that's your squad and they win it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if the wind takes us and we end up in a bar somewhere, then, you know, what's a guy to
The
do?
wind took you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not my fault.
Not your fault. No, it's the game's fault, right?
Exactly.
But if you were ended up out late, what would be your food of choice? I know Sheffield, you guys are deprived. You don't have a chippy lane. My bad. It's not my fault that Cardiff has everything you need. what would you muck up at the end of the night before bed?
I mean, it's got to be a kebab, isn't it? It's just the ultimate.
You know how to get to my heart, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the way to end the night.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really always the... There can be great ones in the middle of the day, but you got to go to the good ones. If you're going to the bad ones, that's the end of the night, right?
Yeah. I mean, after you've had a few, when you're in one, it doesn't matter how bad it is. It's great.
It's always awesome every
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Oh gosh! So how did you get into hockey? How did you become such a Sheffield Steeler fan that you're care? I know we know how you're carrying around a baguette, but how did you get into this thing? Because you're into it. You're the guy that they play paper, rock, scissor with. You're so Jake's the most famous fan in Manchester. You may be the most famous fan in Sheffield.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I don't like saying nice things to people, but it seems like it's happening organically. It's because you're going to dress like a king and have fun, though, right? It's because you're not taking it too seriously and it's a game, you know?
And so, we go for the love of the game, but if you can have some fun and just piss about and enjoy it a little bit more as well while you're there, then like, why not for me? Like,
like having more fun is more fun, right?
Yeah. Exactly that. Exactly that.
I try not to be Captain Obvious, but some people are a little timid and worried to be themselves and let their hair down.
Yeah, and that's not me. Like,
Yeah.
Go and have fun. Dress like an idiot.
Does it really matter what people think?
Doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Oh, I forgot to ask this though. Why was Sarah's wearing an Oilers jersey in that picture with everybody? What is she an Oilers fan? Why is she going to a Steelers game in an Oilers jersey?
I don't remember, to be honest.
That's why she has to come to the shed to explain herself, right?
Yeah, she's not an Oilers fan. I have
so
no
now
idea.
I'm really confused.
Unless it's just
she's
just
not here
orange.
To explain herself.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not sure.
Wonder what she's going to come up with for weird and fun things for Tansy, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have to bring their A game if they want to win, right?
That's it. Takes everyone to win. So
it takes everybody to win. And like, if everybody thinks Mr. Tansy and the sauce and Champ are all this good and they all want them to come back and be really excited to play hockey again next year because they're playing together again in Sheffield and they had a time this year and they're going to have a time next year. It's like, well, maybe you should do something to try and make them stay, right? Something weird and fun for all three of them. And Mr. Doubt, right?
He's got it all already.
He already has it all. What are you even going to throw him, right?
There's nothing I can.
He already put pen to paper, right? Like it's like, what are you going to give him? He's got two more years. Face the franchise, you know.
Yeah, captain and GB now and everything.
Captain of my favorite team, Team GB, too, other than my Canucks. Yeah. So are you a big Team GB fan? Because I could go on and on about them all day long.
Yeah, I definitely follow them and obviously want them to do good. It's weird. Like, I'm probably not as much into the international hockey.
Because it's not your team, because it's not all your guys. You cheer for your Steelers while they're playing, right?
It's weird because with football, you know, I've got my team and, you know, I'll support England when there's a big tournament and stuff. I'd say I don't know why it is. I've maybe not quite got that connection with the Team GB hockey team. I don't know really know why, but obviously
I think that's how most people are with them though. And it's like, man, if everybody got behind that squad and like it, like It's all shed guys. It's a team full of shed guys that know how to hockey, and it's amazing what they've done. It really is the one of the most impressive stories ever written in hockey.
Yeah, no, it's mad. And yeah, it's obviously always good to see our Steelers guys doing well on there. Obviously, there's Rob. And then when there were the teams, the games the other week, then, you know, we had Sam Jones stepped up, scored. Brandon Whistle, first competitive game in a GB jersey, scored. Cole Shudra, debut game, scored. You know, it's good to see our Steelers guys kind of stepping up and doing it as well. But
100%. Yeah, seeing your guys do well is like, that's like what I love about this. Is like, I found in pro hockey, there were some teammates that would get jealous and not, they wanted the spotlight, they wanted the recognition. And it's like the teams that I won with, nobody cared. Everybody just went out and played hockey, and everybody else just wanted to win however it took, and whoever scored the goals, and you just keep playing, and nobody was jealous about someone getting a spotlight. And I think that's what it takes. And like that Team GB, man, they're like that. But then your Steelers this year, all those punks, like they all seem just, you see the pictures of them scoring and they're all celebrating each other's goals as much as their own.
Yeah.
And you see the happiness in their face, and you're like, oh, these guys know how to hockey.
yeah, like I say, it's a proper team of brothers sort of thing. Whether, you know, what happened at the start of the season kind of brought them together a little bit more, whether it's Rob just being the ultimate captain, or, you know, it's just a bunch of dudes, I don't know, or just a combination of everything. But yeah, no, there's a It's a proper team. It's a team.
And that's got to be pretty cool for the fans, right? Because the other seasons that end and you don't get a trophy and everybody's like pointing fingers and it's this guy's fault, that guy's fault. I mean, and then you have one of these seasons and everybody can just be happy, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of smiles in the arena at the minute, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? There's a lot of smiles in the Cardiff Arena too. They just won like 16 out of 17 or something. And there's a lot of smiles in Manchester too, fighting for fourth place, you know?
Yeah, it'd be good to see him do it. I'd love Manchester to, knocking off one of the bigger teams sort of thing. It's a bit, Belfast have shit the bed a little bit this season, which is such a shame to see after.
Is it though for you?
You are, sir.
Is it actually a shame for you to see?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No. It is an interesting one because Kiefer seemed to have the magic formula to do it every year, and then all of a sudden you do have a tough year. And well, not tough, man. They're still like top four and everything, right? It's like those are the, what are they called? The what people expect of them now, because they have done it for years. And it was the same in Cardiff when they did it for years. Everybody expects it every year. And that's the culture you build, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. I don't know if it's just the new guys they bought in, if they just came for the CHL and then they're not bothered about the grind of the season. I don't know, but yeah, for whatever reason, it's not quite worked for them this year, but I'm sure they'll be back.
Yeah, and it is one competitive league, eh? Like, those teams, if they don't win or they do win, they're always trying to figure out how to get better, and they're always tinkering.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost three games this calendar year. I think it is, like, one of them is to Fife.
Manchester.
And then, obviously, Fife, Cardiff away. Manchester at home. It's the first time Manchester won at the arena for like 5 years, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Shed boost.
It's a very competitive league, and anyone can beat anyone on any given night.
Well, I know it's funny for me because, like, Cardiff, if you look at their record and the season they're having, it's like if Sheffield wasn't around, you guys would be having like a championship year. And it's like, I know it's driving them crazy that they're not going to win. And then I know that they're like, man, what did we do? What should we have done? What could have we have done? And it's like, well, sometimes, like, what you guys, what, when you don't, when they don't lose to anybody and you don't play them head to head, what are you going to do?
That's it. Yeah. We've just had a scarily good year, which is good.
Like the Concord Canucks.
Yeah.
It's weird how close our records are to each other, the Sheffield Steelers and the Concord Canucks. It's pretty cool, actually. You know, you get in your shed and you just go down the path that it takes you, and it's interesting. But yeah, Tansy and those fellas, that you guys have those guys on your team with the Sauce and Champ, and like they're all best buddies, and then you get that culture and vibe around the team, and they do whatever it takes for each other, and they celebrate each other's goals, and they buy into being a Steeler. And it's like, it was like when we went to the Cardiff Devils in 2014, and it's a whole new team, a whole new group of guys, but Lord brought in guys that knew each other. Doug Clarkson knew Joey Martin. Yeah. I knew Hendo, and like all these pieces like fit when we got there, because everybody had kind of a guy that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's really neat what Manchester's doing this year, because you talk about them knocking off a big dog. It's like, well, the way they're playing with their three lines and like, you know, their small rank, and it's like, maybe they're a big dog too now. Right?
They're growing up, at least, anyway.
Well, there's a lot of chocolate out there.
Yeah.
I know Sheffield doesn't like to get outdone, so bring the noise, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I think next week should get completely out of hand after you guys win. Yeah. Weird, yeah. Fun things, chocolate, you know, just don't, make sure you shoot your shot right? Get it on the ice.
That's the one. Yep.
Don't hit
the babies in the face.
Don't hit babies. You know, and if, who knows what people are throwing, if it's weird and fun, you know, maybe it's heavy, you know, then maybe make a different plan, you know, play smart out there, right?
Yeah.
Should be a fun night.
Hopefully so. Hopefully the end of it's even more fun.
I agree. Be fun for me to see photos and videos of people having fun winning at hockey, right? It's fun every time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think you should keep being yourself and keep doing exactly what you're doing and having fun when you go to the barn, because it makes hockey more fun. It makes hockey more fun for everybody, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to stop whatever it is, whether we keep the rock, paper, scissors or do something else. But, you know, we've been doing it for a few years now, so I don't see why it's going to stop. And if it does, then I'll find something else, I'm sure.
Yeah, what do you're not gonna go with scissors again, are you?
No, give me my first move. I'm
right,
rock.
Right,
right, right. Yeah, I've got you.
You know what I mean? But don't go with scissors. I, you know.
No.
Mm-hmm. Steeler Dan, if you're listening, you got no idea. We got your mind in a pretzel now, right?
Yeah.
So if you throw him Turkish Delight, because that's what he wants, what's he bringing out on the ice next game if you win? To throw over the board, the glass, to you and the crowd for earning it.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. I did put on Twitter the other day, Dairy Milk whole nut.
So whole nut?
Yeah.
Oh, you're bringing nuts in the building, eh?
Well, yeah. I mean, they
are good. So I've had those. Those are the ones with the full nut in the chocolate. Yeah, eh? Those are Yeah. No, those are good.
If anyone wants to give me some at the arena this weekend, so Challenge Cup final next week, I'll not say no.
Right, but you're gonna have to earn it. You got to win the paper rock scissors to get that. And
If my little cheering group want to give me a shout and then chuck me some chocolate, then I'll be a happy boy.
I agree. That would be pretty neat if that happened, right? And then you could send me the picture with your chocolate.
Yeah,
and it'd make the world feel very small that people actually will go buy chocolate for a Steelers game and not my Canucks for some reason. Right?
Yeah, There'll be some next week at the final, I'm sure. There'll be a lot.
Told you about these Canadian fans, man. They don't know how to have fun like European fans. They don't know how to let their hair down and not worry about what people think of them. They just sit there and watch the game. And it's like, man, your boys want chocolate. They say Wally said there's going to be chocolate. And now there's no chocolate. When we earn our way to all Ontario, better rain.
Yeah, there needs to be chocolate.
There does. Storm. Thing problem is, I don't think any of them even know I have a podcast or listen. So, be hard for them to buy it. Yeah. That's what's fun for me is I don't like try to tell anybody I'm doing this. I just like just do it and it's fun.
Oh yeah, you had all the kids on there. They must know there's something going on.
You would think so. Yeah, and they have shirts now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they look good. Go Canucks, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a weird world, this hockey world, and starting the shed is to think I would ever be cheering for the Sheffield Steelers to win a hockey game is as bizarre as it gets. But it is in fact the case.
Well, you know, if you want to be an official Steelers fan, Wally, I'm sure, you know, we can take you on board. Don't worry.
I'm not. I cheer for people. I have my teams. I have enough teams right now. And I do appreciate that the brakes department has not slowed me down yet. And if they have heard what I am stirring up, fun is fun and winning's fun and memories are memories and hockey memories last for life. And if weird and fun things hit the ice, it wasn't my fault. It was Tansy's fault. He sent out the tweet, right?
Yep. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the same as when you play a team in hockey. It's like, well, what are you going to do? Bring the noise. Well, thanks for making the time for me again, dude. And keep up the good work at the Barns.
Yep, will do, man. And not a problem.
And
anytime.
Tell Sarah she should.
I'll tell her she sucks. That's what I'll tell her.
You tell her weird or fun thing she throws on the ice better make up for not having time for the shed today, right?
Yep, will do, man.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll say this. Saturday.
This is a competition, folks. If you want to win, Mr. Tansy is now the judge of the funnest and weirdest thing thrown on the ice, right?
That's the one.
Fun is fun. And this has been another episode of Two Owls and Hockey Tales with the Baguette and Wally.
Two Owls and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans, to the players, living their hockey dream. Two Owls and Wally, Carden, Sendryuski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I introduce you to another shed guy. And remember, kids, winning is fun. Some chocolate, please.